began last week with the mitzvah Anochi, the mitzvah Semuna Bashem. Imam Shechin Tzat, Lifnai Bifnim, Chidushim Nisgoyim V'Noyroim, the Namah Chidushim, so I can tell you that. And it was Nogea also, Ten Yoni, the Yoima, the preparation, already when Prois HaPurim, Mishenich Nosodam Abim B'Simcho, Chidushim Neroim, Bemes, Nerb Tzodak HaKoyen, and the Goyen Pirsha Agro on Mishlei. In the ending of the mitzvah Anoichi, Kasha, it's an ikar, it's not a mitzvah, Rav Tzodak is merames that, but there's a mitzvah ishtadlus in Emunah. There's a mitzvah to be ishtadlus because of the Emunah. And even though the Gemara says, Yom Shechor Beis HaMikdash, Pasku, the Mishnah says, Yom Shechor Beis HaMikdash, Pasku Anshei Emunah. Pasku Anshei Emunah, say the Gemara. Pasku Anshei Emunah. Pasko anshe emuna Reb Yitzchok Eilu b'nei Odom shehein ma'minim b'kadosh Baruch Hu. The Tanya Reb Elozer, there used to be ma'minim, there used to be, but miyam shechor beis hamikdash pasko ein ma'minim b'kadosh Baruch Hu. They were ma'minim, and today it's not kimat pasko. So Reb Tzok is medayik, it doesn't say botlu, it says pasko. It's not there's not a beetle of emuna, but there's a hefsek. The Tanner Blazer got a loimer komishiyesh lo pas besaloi. Vome ma'oichol amocha einoi elo miktane emuna. Somebody who has bread in the refrigerator, in the basket, whatever, wherever he puts his food, and he's worried about what will be tomorrow. That's ktane emuna. So it seems that the Gemara is saying it's not posko anshe emuna. The Mishnah says Pasku Anshei Emunah. Then the Gemara says Detanyo Rebbe Elazar Godel. Kol Mishi Yesho Pas Besaloi Ve'Oimer Ma'oichol Lemochor Miktane Emunah. So it fits the Diak of Reb Tzodak. It's not a Botlo Emunah. It's not Chas V'Sholem. It's not that the people now Ma'minim and Baruch Hashem. We all have Yud Gimel Ikrim and Ma'minim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Katnis Emunah, the lessening, the lowering of the level of Emunah, of that the Mishnah calls Pasku Anshei Emunah. What's the lowering of the level of the munah, the strength of the munah, that a person could have food in his house and think, what is he going to eat tomorrow? Bizman beis hamikdash, a person wouldn't think about it bichlal. Maisi mefusim, maisi yadua, and the Gemara Tani, I forget it was, he used to give big tzoras, what his name was. He used to give big tzoras to the gaboy tzedakah. What was the big tzoras? That every time they'd go around, so he would come and ask them, what are you collecting for? And he'd give them everything that they need. They couldn't get rid of this guy. He'd give up all his money, Kaseda, he'd give all his money over, and there'd be nothing left, Mamash, nothing left for him, for his wife, for his daughter. He didn't have money to marry up. The Bishop made him a nest, he filled up the Soitzoris with Tavua, even though he gave all his money away. And when his daughter came and told him about it, he says, it's hektish. These were people who were Mevater al kol mamonam. They were Mevater on everything. That Madrega is Posak. But what's left is Ktane Emunah. The Hainu Doma Rebbe Elozer might exceed Kimi Boz Liyom Ktanois Migorim Letzadikim Shis Bazbez Shulchanim Losi Lovoi Katnus Shohoye Bohen. It's a very interesting verse. So the Gemara is Mamshich with another Brisa from Rebbe Elozer, another Brisa. The Hainu Doma Rebbe Elozer might exceed Kimi Boz Liyom Ktanois Migorim Letzadikim Shis Bazbez Shulchanim Losi Lovoi Katnus Shohoye Bohen Shalohe Minu Bakadosh Bohu. Rashi says, what does it mean, Yisbazbez Shulchanam? He says, they're ma'minim in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In times of Beis HaMikdash, when people were ma'minim in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that they were mevater, they had enough emunah bitochen, they were mevater, levater, but me'moinam, le'noi hidu mitzvah, le'tzdoka, le'tzah, shabbos, v'yom tovim, they give away everything. For noi mitzvah, hidu mitzvah, no, shlish. The chiv is only shlish. And a mitzvah says, it's only choymish. But all that says after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Before Churban Beis Hamikdash, it was kol mamayna mamish. It wasn't mechuyev, but mitzad emunah they did. All the money for tzedok, all the money for hidur mitzvah, all the money for mitzvahs. Now the Gemara goes on and says, okay, that madrega we don't have anymore after Churban Beis Hamikdash. Umi goram, mi boz liyom tanis. The Gemara says, who she's bazu shulchanim losid lavoi. Who disgraces the table of the tzaddikim losid lavoi? Says Rashi, Shem Makabim Schar Sholem. they won't receive the tzaddikim of after Chum Beis Hamikdash. What causes them not to receive their full reward in Olam Haba? Katan shohoya bohem sheinam aminim b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a talking about tzaddik. So it couldn't be the tzaddik is not a mamin, that he doesn't believe. He's a rasha. He's not a tzaddik then, right? So tzaddikim is migorim la tzaddikim shis bazbel shulchanam lasid lavoi. The kadness of emuna. In other words, if they would have had godless in emuna, like before Chum Beis Hamikdash, they would have a shulchan shalim in Olam Haba. But the kadness be emuna was garem, that is garem, that the tzaddikim don't get the full schar they could have received. Losi lover. V'achim asher ki mi boz liyom habo es tzaddikim katnis, says Rashi, katnis emuna. Katnas in emuna. There's a musag of ketane emuna, and that's the pshat. The gemara. It's clear the pshat in the gemara. There's another pshat in the gemara later on, but it's clear the pshat at this stage in the gemara, according to Rebbe Eliezer Agodel and to Rebbe Lozer, the pshat in the Mishnah poskan she emuna is ketane emuna. That we're stuck today in the level of ketane emuna. Little, we're midgets in emuna compared to before Chum Beis Hamikdash. We're midgets in emuna. So Reb Tzadok, I'm not going to be marich in this because we're going to go into it from a different angle. The Loshen Katnis. What's the Pshat Katnis? Where's the Katnis in Emunah? So Pashat Pshat in the Gemara is their Emunah was small. Their Emunah was less than it used to be. But Reb Tzadok has another Mahalach here based on different Gemaras. The Gemara in the Menachos. Just quote this Gemara. The Gemara Menachos says like this. Several Gemaras that he quotes to demonstrate this point. One of the klolos in the Torah foresees what will be in the times of the Churban. V'oyu chayecha tluyim l'chomi neged. Amar Rabbi Chonin. V'oyu chayecha tluyim l'chomi neged. You'll see your life will be hanging by a thread. Zalakech, that's one of the klolos. One of the clothes in the Torah and the Parshas HaTochachos. It says your life will be like hanging by a thread, and you'll be in fear day and night, and you won't believe in your own life, in your ability to continue to live. The Gemara darshins that, Rabbi Chonin. Somebody who goes to buy his tvua, he has to buy wheat, he has to buy flour, because Rashi says he lost his sod, he doesn't have a sod anymore. He lost the tvua because of the tumult, the wars, and then the pillage, and the anias, the poverty, he lost his sod, he has no sod left. So that's part of the clothing. Your fear of life is that hanging by a thread because you have no nechosim, he owns no karka. He has money still, but he doesn't have karka anymore. So he has to buy. He feels insecure because he can't do it himself. Now he's totally. Now he's dependent upon other people's businesses. He's dependent on other suppliers. It's not his own. He can't take care of it himself. Such a person is in a matzav of pocket, even though he has enough money to buy a whole year's worth of tvua, of flour or wheat, but he's still insecure. That's the first level of the klala. The second level of the klala is ufuchad to yom v'layla halakech tvua me'av Shabbos le'av Shabbos. He doesn't have enough money to buy for a whole year. He has only enough money to buy a week's worth of tvua, a week's worth of flour or grain. So he's in a different matzav. He's not just seeing his head hanging by a thread. He's keseder. He's in a pachad yom v'layla. He's in a fear. But yom v'layla. Val tamim b'chayecho. The worst klala is that he doesn't have enough money for a week of tvua. In fact, he doesn't have money even for a day of tvua. He could only buy himself a loaf of bread. On that klala, it says val tamin b'chayecho. You won't believe in your own life. What's the pshat? You won't believe in your own life. So pashut pshat, we learn that, you know, teach the children of Chesed. Val tamin b'chayecho. You won't believe in you can go on living. But that's not what the pasuk says. Lo tamim b'chayecha, you don't believe in your own living. So the tzaddik is a mevar from different gemaras and different places where it says ketanei emunah magbir kol b'tfilosei. We don't have time to go into all this now. But that ketanei emunah is the pshat that he's not mamin in himself. The person doesn't believe that a kadosh baruch hu wants to have any connection with him. he's small in his own eyes, to the extent that he believes that a Kodesh, he believes or not believes, but he believes, he thinks, that because of his Averis, a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want anything to do with him. So Tzadok puts the and that's the Ketani Amunah, that they were Ketanim Be'enei Atzmam. They were Ketanim, they didn't believe in their own lives, they didn't believe they were worthy of Hashgacha. And the reason they didn't believe they were worthy of Hashgacha anymore is because Tzunu Eneichem Bebira. Look what happened to the Beis HaMikdash. No Beis HaMikdash. Shechin and Stalkum in Oris, or Gola Labova, Machlokis, some say it was Machlokis Tanoim, but it wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash anymore, or there was Oyla Lashamayim, or it was Gola Labova, but they saw, and the Hester Ponim, one of the clothes, Anoichi, Haster, Haster Ponai, Bayoy Mahu, the Hester Ponim, that the world looked like Hefker. It looked as if Am Yisrael was abandoned, and there was no more Hashgacha. And the logical conclusion, Bemis, the logical conclusion was, and it's true on some level, was because Klal Yisrael, because they're Averis. Because they're Averis, they were abandoned. But the truth is, they weren't abandoned. But let's think about that for a moment. A person who feels he's abandoned, either they feel the whole nation's abandoned, as it was the situation in the times of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, or later on in the Holocaust, or whether it be on a private, on a personal level, a person feels he's abandoned. Right, his life is not doesn't seem to be going in the right direction. Chas v'sholom l'aleinu tzoros, whether it be in Maman or chas v'sholom beguf, a person in a difficult situation, so he feels the Hester. He feels the Hester when he feels the Hester. So the logical conclusion of a ma'amin is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned him because he doesn't deserve better. But that's a dangerous machshav. It may be true on some level, but what it leads to is a belief in oneself, or a lack of belief in oneself, that you're too small, too unworthy of Hashgacha. And that's 100% not true. We'll see in a moment. It's like a dover v'hipucha. A person sees that things are not going well. There's Hester upon him. And the natural conclusion is because of the Avera, so we weren't worthy of the Chasodim Agluyim, revealed Chesed. But now the Hashgacha comes in a different way. The Hashgacha comes in a derech called Haster Astir. Haster Astir. It's a different type of Hashgacha, but it's Hashgacha B'chol Rega V'Rega. It's a Hashgacha Tmidis, no less than Hashgacha L'Toiva at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Is now is delivered in a way that the toivo is concealed with the hester. The good is concealed with the ra. But be'etzem the hashgacha is still there. Says, how often a person thinks after he sees the hester upon him, he thinks how often gorim haheder hashgacha. A person thinks that the averus cause the lack of hashgacha or the removal of hashgacha of Hashem. Veino mamim ba'atzmo shashem yisborach yashgiach gam olov lehetiv loy. What we need to believe is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing something good for us right now, and hashgacha is tmidis. V'zegam kein nikra tani emunah. If a person doesn't have that, if he thinks he's not worthy, you hear this is like a dakistic thing. A person could be doing vidui, and at the same time he's belittling his emunah. See, the chiddush that Reb Tzadok is saying here is that the mitzvah neichi, the mitzvah emunah, is mitla toli in the mitzvah in the emunah ba'atma, in the belief in yourself. Now Reb Tzadok says at a different place here in Sidka Sitzadi. What I was mevar just now is from Sefer Zichreinus, was Sefer he wrote on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But Tzikas HaTzadik, he says in Mor Mefurish, Shetzorik Hashem, Shetzorik Hodom Lahami B'Hashem. Just like we have a mitzvah to believe in Hashem, Kach Tzorik HaChakar Lahami B'Hashem. A person has to believe afterwards, after you have your Emunah and Hashem in place, you have to believe in yourself. Right? So Lema Sheyesh LaHashem Yisborg Esek Emo. That means that you have to believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to deal with you. It's not like when you're broigas with your friend, you know, just, I don't want to deal with him. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to talk with him. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, at the same time, that he's Chas v'Shalom, Chas v'Shalom, Broig is with us because we're Oivrei Ritzaynoi, Chas v'Shalom. But it's not the response to that is indeed Hester Ponim. But it's not that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to deal. It's a different type of Hashgacha. A person has to believe that the Baruch Hashem wants to be misasik, wants to deal with him, wants to connect with him. V'sheinenu poyo boto shebin lailo hoyo bin lailo ovad. person who believes like he's just some type of, you know, thing that was created in the world and it's here today and gone tomorrow. Like, big deal that I ever existed in the world. Big deal. Did I do anything to deserve to be here? Am I contributing anything? And if I am, what is it? It doesn't even register on the Geiger counter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world plan. It's pile bother. Like, I'm something that's completely insignificant and unworthy. That's Ketane Emunah. Says that not Ketane Emunah. Is that this is not pop psychology, right? Tzaddik was not talking about, you know, you got to believe in yourself, build yourself up. No, this is the mitzvah anochi. It's two sides of the same coin. There is no mitzvah, there is no kiyum of the mitzvah of emunah b'Hashem without the emunah b'atzmah. Because what happens to a person who doesn't believe in himself, he doesn't believe he's worthy of Hashem's hashgacha, is that he really doesn't believe in Hashem. Because if he doesn't believe he's worthy of Hashgacha, it means he's detached himself. To the extent that he believes he's unworthy and not watched over by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but his life became hefker because of his own aveiros, to that extent he's reduced his emunah. He's disconnected. Person is mechuyev to believe that our nefesh is connected to the source of all life, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous pleasure and delight when we do Ratzon Hashem, any mitzvah that we do. And that's the pirush. Listen to this. We don't have time to go into all this. V'zeh pirush ve'aminu b'Hashem. Amiso, when they left Mitzrayim, ve'aminu b'Hashem uv'moshe avdei. The deeper pshat of Moshe Abdi means it's going on Klal Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a microcosm of all Klal Yisrael. It's on his marriage here that whatever happened to Klal Yisrael happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single calamity that happened to Klal Yisrael, b'ze'er anpin, it happened to Moshe also. Moshe and Am Yisrael, it's haino hach. V'yaminu b'Hashem, so the pasuk reads according to the Tzaddik, v'yaminu b'Hashem u'ba'atzmam. That we are avdei Hashem, and that because Boch is mashgiach on us. And he takes care of us, and v'roitzim u'mekabel nachas ruach u'menachelak ha'tayim shabayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nachas ruach, and wants, no matter how far a person may drift, no matter how far away he goes, you know, a Yid is a complete Rasha. At the moment though, when he does the mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous nachas from him. The guy could be chazen, shevus, nevelos, chas v'shohem. And maybe even lahachis. At one moment of tshuva, that he decides, oh, he's going to say the Shema, or he's going to do some mitzvah. And he does it really because he wants to do the mitzvah. I'm Rishoyim Malayim Charotis. Even the Rishoyim, I'm Malayim Charotis. At that moment, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mishtashea, Umisane Gimoy, and he's Mekabel Nachas Ruach Mimeno, he receives pleasure and joy, and he delights in his existence. Mamish. And even when Kodesh Baruch Hu is Behester Mashgiach, even on the Ketanei Emunah, or on the Rasha, it's all direct Hashgacha. It's Bipratus. It's individual Hashgacha Pratus that is not abandoned even for a moment. Whereas the Gemara also brings this out from Od Yod, by Purim. It could be, Has V'Sholom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us, V'Anech Has Tir, Ponai B'Yom Ahu. No, Has V'Sholom, Od Yod Netuyo Leinu. Because Baruch Hu still has his Hashgacha upon us. Because Baruch Hu is still Mashgiach on us. Od Yod Netuyo Leinu. That's the amkus of the mitzvah of Munah is only revealed dafka revealed at times of Hester, because it was easy to be mamin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the Hashgacha was gluya. Right? When Hashgacha was revealed, they saw Asar Nisim, Nazlav Asenu Beis HaMikdash. They could see the miraculous intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. But when there's Hester Ponim, Od Yod Netuyo Leinu, in Bovel, in Poras and Modai, when it was complete Esther and Lahashmil Harig El Abed, and then the executioner's axe is on their neck. V'od Yod Netuyo Leinu, and because Baruch Hu intervenes in ways that's not even revealed, that's already a different level of Emunah. It's Dafka through the times of Hester that the real mitzvah of Emunah reaches its depth. I want to go in a little bit into this enyan of Purim Naskola. Maybe when we get back, we'll speak about it more. Maybe we'll get in one more shir next week. Maybe in the Sefer Sisei Loila, Rav Tzadok asks a few questions here. Pasuk in the Megillah, Hipil Pur Hu Hagero. Haman, we translate, drew a lot. Hipil Pur Hu Hagero. What does it mean, Hipil Pur Hu Hagero? It's a dictionary. The Megillah all of a sudden became a dictionary. What's it? Hipil Pur, he drew a lot. That's a girl. Go ahead. Do we have any other psukim that translate themselves for us? And what is it translating from? What is Hipil Pur? He drew a lot. Hu Hagerol, that's a lot. So Rav Tzadok says, Pur is Persian for girl. So somebody who's reading the Megillah, who doesn't know Persian, so you need a translation. Hipil Pur, Hu Hagerol. In Lashon HaKadosh we understand it, but in Persian we didn't. Hipil Pur Hagerol. Let's take it farther than that. What did Haman do? He drew a lot. A lot is a mikra. It's just a random act. You know, let's see what day I'm going to have a good mazel. Like you pick out from a straw, from a bundle. It's a random act. It has no rhyme or reason to it. Right. So that was the day he was koveya. But we know he was doing things that were also, you know, astrology and things like that. But what did come out? That's the day that he would be able to destroy Am Yisrael. And Bemis, the Gemara says, you know, he saw Moshe Rabbeinu died on that day. All right, you know that he was born on that day also, but it was Takan, according to what we said before, Moshe is Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is Moshe, so he was able to be Mechavan to the day, to the month, because the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, that was to him a remez, or an allusion to the fact that he'd be able to destroy Klal Yisrael. But there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just, that's what he wants to do. It's his ratzon, and he's just looking for a good time to carry it out. So the pasuk says, "Hipil pur." Don't think it's tama mikra. Don't think it's just a coincidence. Don't think it's accidents, random acts can happen. Hu hagoral, the pur. What Haman thinks is a random act which allows him to do whatever he wants. Hu hagoral. That really is a remez to the pasuk in Mishle. Bechek yutal hagoro umashem kol mishpote. Perek Tet Zayin in Mishle, pasuk lamed gimel. Bechek yutal es hagoro umashem kol mishpote. So the Goyin says here on this pasuk, a person shouldn't think that if he's had success in business, in his worldly affairs, shekoichi ve'oitzim yodi osgiras ha'chaylazet. The pasuk is telling us a person shouldn't think. Goro is like a random thing. To draw a lot is a random thing. Something that you it seems that you control the event. But it's not. Ela af mashe matilim goral al mashe bechekoi mashem kol mishpoto hoyo mitchilo mi yizke. Philip Lyons is going here. So a person draws a lot, right? Let's say in this case, the guy making a great parnasa, he drew a lot. He decided he's going to become, I don't know, an investment banker. So he made a decision. So in his mind, he could think, and then he went out and got himself, he picked just the right job, right? And that company, you know, took off, and he became a big usher. So a person shouldn't think, rather, it's like the person who is drawing lots, right? So a person who's drawing a lot, so he thinks, oh, because I drew the lot, so I'm zeich in the he's going to win the contest or whatever it was, the lottery. He says, no, it's punkfaker. It was Nigzer who was going to win the lottery, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about that the fellow who needs to win the lottery is going to pick the right lot. And that the Goyin says later on in Perek Yud Ches is other two psukim on Goyrol. Midyonim yashbis ha-goyrol uvein atzumim yafrid och nivsho bekiras oizem midyonim kivriach amen mipri kivriach amen. So actually about settling issues, disputes, with a girl. Eretz Yisrael, how was Eretz Yisrael divided up? Al pi hagoro, right? That wasn't random. In fact, Rashi brings in the Chumash that the girl was, the Gemara says, that the girl was Beruach HaKadosh. It even spoke. So the Ploini LePloini. It divided up Eretz Yisrael, al pi, according to Ratzon Hashem. Person shouldn't think that that which he thinks he's controlling and bringing about in this world on his own, that he's actually accomplishing anything, because really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's playing with a stacked deck. Because Baruch Hu set the thing up ahead of time. It says the going here on this pasuk, K'mosh ne'emar b'chek yutal es hagoyrol u'me'ashem kol mishpatei v'loma yoriv. Why should a person fight with another human being? What's the point of fighting? What's the point of getting into a dispute, of being jealous, of taking things away? Mashem mishpatei. Zeshomer b'megemara, the Gaon quotes here the Gemara, in Yuma, Mikan Omar Ben Azai. Ben Azai said from this pasuk, B'shimcho yikra'ucho, uv'mkemcho yoshivucho, u'mishalcho yitnu lucho, ve'en odom negeh b'muchon l'chaveiro, ve'en malchus achas nagas b'chaveta k'mol inima. The Gemara says, don't worry. The covet that you're deserving, you'll receive. Nobody's going to take it away from you. The place you deserve to be, you'll receive. Nobody can take it away from you. And somebody else's hatzloch in no way is ever going to take away from what you deserve. Why make a melchamah, two medinas, two nations? What are you going to do? It's usually over money, usually over possessions, over something. It's all nigzar min hashamayim. So this is a whole different. A different outlook on how things happen in the world. On the surface level, it seems that the person is controlling the events. It seems that he has made a decision what to do, and he carries out his decision, and the results are a direct result of what he did. Haman, he built poor, he drew lots, and the lot, he was mechaving the lots in a way that he could bring about the destruction of Klal Yisrael. And he thinks, okay, he can carry that out now. Right? Hu Hagoro. The Kaisel hasn't been abandoned, and that random act of Gerol really is not going to accomplish what Haman intended. In fact, the Nahafoichu is going to accomplish the exact opposite. That really what happened was that the Yidden were able, instead of Lahashmi, Lahari, Gilabi, instead of destruction and killing and pillaging Am Yisrael, it came out punkfaket. Here's a very deep mahalach. So the Tzaddik says, in a different place, that's really what the pasuk is telling us, hipil pur hu hagoro. That the event which took place, which based on our perception of things, would destroy Klal Yisrael, really was the cause of the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. That's why it says in the end of the Megillah, Al Kain Koru La Yomim Ma'ila Yimei Purim. Al Shem HaGoro. That's the pasuk. Koru La Yomim Ma'ila Yimei Purim. Al Shem HaGoro. They called the days of Purim Purim because they understood that what Haman tried to Iberdre, what he tried to Firois through his own Hishtadus, through his own efforts, brought about the exact opposite, and the whole thing was Mashem Mishpatei. The whole thing was Mechuvin from the beginning. The whole thing was destined to be like that from the beginning. But we have to explain a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot. There are two types of reality. Explains the Tzaddik. One is called Dimyan, which I'll translate as perceived reality. The way things appear to be in this world. There's a mitzias of dimyan. There is something speaks about this in many places. There's a reality that exists in this world, but it's only a perceived reality. Meaning, it can turn into something else. There's a perceived reality. It's called, in Olam Hazeh. Then there's something called, we'll call it Gorol. The Gorol is a synonym for Mashem Kol Mishpatei. Ashgoch of Hashem. The girl is the Ashgoch of Hashem. There's perceived reality, the way things appear to be in this world, and there's another level of reality that's lying inside of that perceived reality. We'll call it in English a transcendental reality. there's a potential for something else in there that's hidden in the perceived reality. So in the case of Haman, Hippopur, he was able to bring about, it was true, he brought about a situation that had not been for the fact that Klai Yisrael did tshuva, the horror would have come out, kloya, destruction. Lahashmid, lahari, gulabi. There was a gzera, the Gemara says, it was a gzera in Shemayim, it was betit and not bedam, but there was a gzera in Shemayim of kloya. Mordechai and the tzaddikim of that generation and the people who did tshuva and the Tanaisim, whatever, who mevatel the gzera. But the gzera was lahashmid, lahari, gulabi. In this world, that's the way it appeared to be. It was perceived to be that way. But Am Yisrael was able to transcend that. V'nafaychu, asher yishlatu ha-Yehudim heima b'sainayim. Now look what happened. What happened was that Amalek got destroyed. Am Yisrael, instead of being destroyed by Amalek, it was the day which was Muchan, which was, there was a potential to destroy Klal Yisrael, Muchan l'Puranis. There was a potential for the destruction of Klal Yisrael. And instead, it was a day that became the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. The mitzvah of destruction of Amalek. The antithesis of Klal Yisrael is Amalek. And it turned the whole thing around. So here, Rav Sadok says something very interesting. If you think about it, go into it even deeper. Haman thought he's carrying out the destruction of Klal Yisrael. And had Klal Yisrael not done tshuva, he would have done so. What did it cause? Am Yisrael found out about it. They did tshuva. And Am Yisrael found out about it. And they had to themselves take up arms. And they did a good job. It was a Muhammad, right? It was a Muhammad. It doesn't say anywhere that it was that the Muhammad itself was in, even though it's Al Nisim, we say Al Melchomis, but we don't have any. I'm not aware of any midrashim that there was Nisim that took place in the Melchomah in Malam Adere Chateva. They had to make a Melchomah. So the Gzeir of Haman, Laharag, Lahashmi, Lahabed, caused the Yidden, they were forced to take up arms and Lahashmi, Laharag, Lahabed, Amalek. So the Gzeir itself of Haman, the poor, brought about the Yeshua. You can imagine the Am Yisrael would have had any havamina to do such a thing, to take up arms. Yeah, they get special reshus for it. Right, we have a whole the Hashgach that's going on in the background of Esther and Mordechai with the Beis HaMelech, with Achashverosh, everything's going behind it. But Lamaisa, what happened was, what brought the whole thing about was the Gzer of Haman. So his perceived reality of Lahashmi, Lahara, Gulabed really was a Hester, was a concealment for Lahashmi, the Harag al-Abed of himself. But that had, there was a condition to transform it from destruction of Amalek, destruction of Am Yisrael, to destruction of Amalek, which is changing from perceived reality to the transcendental reality, from Dimyon to Gorol, in order to compensate. Klal Yisrael also had to transcend their reality. They had to do tshuva. They had to take themselves out of the state of mind of Ktanei Emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had abandoned them. It certainly looked like that, didn't it? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had abandoned them. They were destined to be killed. Who would have had a havamina at that time when Haman made the gzera that v'nafoichu, and then they would kill Haman v'aseres bonav and the whole geshef that they did? Who could even, nobody would have the chutzpah to think that. They were in a situation of al tamim b'chayecho, that they couldn't believe that they could remain alive. And they felt they weren't worthy of it. The Mordechai and the tzaddikim of that generation, they were ma'ur them in tshuva. They transcended. They came to a higher level of emuna, and through that aliyah in their own personal madrega, they were able to bring out the revelation of the girl in this world. Because to reveal the mishpat Hashem in this world, only Klal Yisrael can do that. Only by connecting ourselves to Hashem and doing His Ratzon, then we can bring about the Gerol, the Mishpat Hashem, into this world, that this world should show Hashgacha Gluya, Chasodim Gluyim, and not Hester Ponim. So had they left it alone, had it not been for Mordechai and Esther and the Tzaddikim of that generation, the perceived reality would have remained a worldly reality. What they were able to do is to change it from a worldly reality, take the girl, the Mishpat Hashem, which is beyond this world, bring it into this world, and it brought out the potential that was in there the whole time. It was the vehicle to carry out destruction of Molech was in the Gzeirah of Haman. Ad kidei kach, the Tzaddik says a lashon like this. Kizeh kol kedushas yemei apurim. Levarer ha'emes ha'gonus v'nelem b'toch ha'dimin. The whole avoid the whole kedusha, the sanctity of Purim is to reveal the truth, the transcendental reality which is inside of the perceived reality. The perceived reality was Jews are going to get destroyed. The truth was Amalek's are going to get destroyed. Ad she'dimin shavlias kli lo ha'emes she'besoicho v'nitfo leilav. You hear such a lashon? What a beautiful lashon. The dimyon, the perceived reality, becomes the vessel and the vehicle to bring about the real reality, the truthful reality, which is the victory of Klal Yisrael, to the extent that just like, you know, on Shabbos, so we learn Yilchus Shabbos Hoitzah, if a person takes out a shear of Hoitzah, a fig, right, the gergeres, inside of a kli, he's chayav on the what? Ooh. Chabur, Shabbos Chabur. What's he chayv on? It's chayv two or one? What? The kli is tuffel. The kli is tuffel to the food. So Tzitzar Reb Tzadik here says that the kli, which is the perceived reality, the dimyan, the poor, is nitful to the truthful reality, which is a girl, Mashem kol mishpatay, which was the naf hu asher yishlo to ayunim hema b'sayneyem. It forced them, the Gzeir of Haman, who forced them to take up arms and destroy Amalek. They would never have thought to do that otherwise. Says Ad Kedei Kach, says Reb Tzadik, that the perceived reality and the actual reality, the truthful reality, which is the girl, are the same idea of zelu mazeh. We won't go into that now, but he says like this: v'chitzonis malbeshes is apnimis v'kedusha ever neged ever. V'cholenyan dimin ha'emes divnei yisrael begoyim hu gam kein dugmoson rak shu behepech. V'alkein kefi ha'emes hoyu gam kein oiso enyan darug v'abed. He says everything that Haman tried to do, the exact thing came true, but in the opposite way. That's v'nahafechu. There was a reality of lahashmi l'arig l'ape. But mitzad atzuma, mitzad ara would have happened to Am Yisrael. Mitzad atzuma was going to happen to Amalek. U'lechein ha-maskilim yavinu ha-emes mitach ha-dimin. It's a pilot line. Tzadikim. G'doy le'amunah. People maminim, really maminim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understand, can understand, when they see something ra, chas v'sholom, a gzeira ra, that's chas v'sholom shelo yisovo al hatzibur, they could see from the gzeira itself, the Yeshua is right there. The Gemara says that after Mordechai found the Yenuka, found a little child, psukli psukechli, bottom of posuk, And I forget which the pasuk was. Remember the pasuk? He told him the pasuk, and it was muftach. It was guaranteed. I forget which pasuk it was, that Am Yisrael could not be destroyed. And then Mordechai went into all the tanesim and the, but he could see the pshat is Mordechai could see in the gzeira itself. He could see in the gzeira itself the Yeshua. It's the exact opposite, but it takes emunah. Without emunah, ketani emunah, a person thinks we're not roi, and he thinks that Kodesh Boho abandoned him, so he just sees the hastir. He just sees the hastir. But a person who's a god of emunah believes that even in a massive averus, that Kodesh Boho cares about me and is going to take care of me, and doesn't abandon me, he could see astir. It's two words. Hastir is in third person. Astir is in the first person. He could see the astir. Kodesh Boho is doing this. This, which looks like Hester, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it. Umemela, there's a potential here for the Yeshua, exactly the way the Gzeir L'Ra is to come about, could have come about, that's exactly the way the Yeshua is going to be. There's a Gzeir L'Hashmi L'Harag L'Abed. It's going to come true. V'nafechus. In a different way. But that's a godless of Emunah. halavai, we should be zeicha. I think we can be a mapecha. We could make a whole turnabout in the way we live and interpret Hashgach. If we know this, you saw the emes is gam kielich begeis amoves lo iroro kiato imodi. That person is in the most difficult situation. That situation is tailor made. Emes, it came through the averus, but it's not an abandonment. Whatever the situation is, it's not that, you know, life is not hefka. It's not the pshat lo samim b'chayecho. After the chubim beis hamikdash pasku am she'amuna, it's hard because you don't see the hashgacha. But lo bottle am she'amuna, and they're yichidah skula. And why not? Let's be one from the yichidah skula. It's not an exclusive club that they keep you out. Right? You have to have years of membership and your fathers and forefathers, etc. Anybody could join the club. Any could be from those yichidah skula. Yiratzon shabbat leicha. Sodim gluim yeshuas.